Welcome to the Working Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to your spiritual growth, well-being, and awareness. I'm Charlene, your favorite wellness podcaster, Scorpio, and Gemini. Keep listening if you're looking for an extra supplement to help you reflect on your relationship with yourself and others, or keep you inspired and fearless about the possibilities for your own life. This season, you can look forward to topics like self-esteem, body consciousness, astrology and daily life, empowerment, law of attraction, and so much more. All with the goal of keeping you inspired and in the know. For more information, you can always connect with us at the Working Within Instagram or our website, workingwithin.net, to see our service offerings. Thank you all for your reviews, likes, and shares. And if you'd like to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description. We look forward to building a community with you. Hello, Working Within listeners and subscribers and loyal community members. We are at another week for the Working Within podcast. So excited to have you all here again. Thank you for your continued belief in us and faith and for your energy. This week, we are entering testy waters, but actually not really, to talk about the lines question mark between gender, sexuality, fluidity, expression. Yeah. With my friend Jelani, Scorpio bestie. I think she's the perfect guest to have for this episode just because Scorpio energy is all about going through changes. And I, too, as a Scorpio sun and moon and Venus, resonate deeply with the whole change thing. I mean, I have two tattoos that have snakes, like for the whole purpose that snakes are constantly shedding and regrowing their skin. So this episode talking about gender and sexuality and becoming who we are is all about understanding what types of stories our past selves received that limited our ability to be ourselves now, how we are almost undressing from those past stories and embracing the changes that come from actually stepping into the people we're actually attracted to, and the types of clothes we really want to wear, and even the way we choose to wear our hair. And so if you have similarly or not been on a path of trying to understand how you actually want to express yourself, what relationships actually look like to you, or what, you know, gender expression, how it has or has not hindered how you express yourself now, those are the types of stories and examples we're going to talk through in this episode. And let me just say, for both Jello and I, it's very tough to be, you know, a little vulnerable on the mic like this. But I think all in all, you know, we wanted to just be really honest with you listeners, and let you know, like, what the stories have been. I mean, I used to fry my hair and now it's cut off. And, you know, there was a whole process between that. And I think those types of stories are what you can expect to be unpacked. And so, listeners, you know, if you're trying to return back to yourself, because we're often kicked off the path, right? We're kicked off the path because of expectations and school and focus and relationships. Jello and I talk about how to get back on the path, how we're getting back on the path, and also how we're not letting labels and expectations of our behaviors get in the way of that. So if that sounds interesting to you, among a critique of society's obsession with labels, then keep on listening. Jelani, can you please introduce yourself to the audience and your pronouns? This is important.
Yes. Hi, audience. My name is Jelani. I go by she, her pronouns. Introduction, 23, from Chicago, the best city, the best state in the Midwest. And my birth chart, Sagittarius rising, Capricorn moon, Scorpio sun.
Amen.
Also have pets and plants.
She's really good at them too. Like both the pets and the plants. Especially the plants.
It's repotting season. My plants are flourishing, I must say.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, so listeners, we talked about doing this podcast in the last episode of season one. And we were like, yeah, we need to talk about relationships, sexuality, gender, because we would hint at it. That's how both of us are, actually. We will hint at stuff and then be like, ah, and that's it. But no, we're going to have a whole segment. So, Jelani, what was your reaction to me asking you to record this episode?
It was actually, I was surprised a bit, kind of like, wow, we both have very valuable stories, are in such a transitional phase. I'm like, wow, we can actually talk about this. I was a bit nervous because I was like, the people are going to hear, whoever the people are.
The people are going to hear.
We're talking to the people. So I was a bit nervous because I'm like, do I say something? Vulnerability? ? But very excited nonetheless. We have a lot of good things to say, a lot of good perspective and experiences. So yes, nervous, but very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I relate to that because, yeah, some things are going to be said and the people are going to hear them, but it's okay. Stop, Jelani. Y'all, Jelani, I can see her. We're on Zoom and I can see her reacting and we're both just like, this is happening. But it's happening. We're going to have an honest convo. We're going to spill the beans or lack thereof and just talk. All right. How about I just tell a story real quick? So I think growing up, I was always so concerned about these white boys. That's all I was around. I was obsessed with them. Like, oh my gosh, they don't like me. But then one day, actually a few days, I like had a crush on a girl and I kind of like, you know, put it to the side. I was like, oh, something's wrong, which is really messed up. But I was just like, no, this is just a one-time thing. I don't need to worry about it. And I kind of forgot about it, put it to the back of my mind until college happened. And I was surrounded by a lot of beautiful women, beautiful people, don't even need to be women, beautiful men as well. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. Is that allowed? Am I fitting the binary here? And I say that to say, there's a place where I'm landing right now where my sexuality is something I just say is fluid. What is a label?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Okay, so my story. When I was growing up, what a time. So I don't have two very different sides of my family, but my mom's side and my dad's side are a bit different. So my dad's side, love my grandparents, great-grandparents to death, but it was very much so, the gays are going to convert you and take you to hell. And not in a bad way, but more so of a, that's what I heard. I sat in church one day listening to the pastor read a letter to Barack Obama saying that gay people don't deserve marriage. And I was sitting there like, okay. And then on my mom's side, my oldest sister, she's queer. So I was like I saw it as very open. My parents were like, regardless of relationship, everyone has different problems. But then I was also hearing the gays will take you to hell with them. So it was very much a thing that I always had an inkling of as a kid, but I was just like, the gays in the Bible are going to condemn me for feeling any way except for heterosexual. And then that led to a series of heterosexual relationships with very amazing people. But it was always a feeling of like, is this what I want? Or at least just giving myself the space to explore. And the moment I gave myself the space to explore, I was like, oh, bet, say that. And I will say, in terms of labeling, I haven't necessarily comfortably been able to say, this is the label that I would like to be labeled as.
Because it's a label.
I like who I like. I like shorties. And shorties is gender neutral. I like shorties. So it's just like, I don't really, one, don't want to label myself, as well as I don't owe anyone an explanation. So I'm fluid as well. Definitely queer. Definitely queer.
Definitely queer.
Definitely, because people be beautiful.
Literally.
Regardless of anything, people be beautiful. And if I'm attracted to you, and if I think you're beautiful, That's what it is.
Literally. I think the only reason I didn't realize this sooner is because I wasn't around as many beautiful people. There are so many. Anyway, let me not go down that hole. But yes, no, I feel like none of y'all need to know a label. In fact, like, it's hard for me to label myself just because it feels so fluid. That's what I'm saying. Like, today I want to look like this. Tomorrow I want to look like that. Okay. Yeah, and I guess I feel like religion is a big
big part of like what can be a barrier to feeling like you can, one, own your sexuality and like it can change and it doesn't need to be heterosexual. Because I remember also sitting in church, I used to be arguing with the pastor in my brain, but there are a few times, many times, where the pastor would, or my family would be like, yeah, this is not allowed. And like, but I'm sitting there, why? You know, I need the answer to everything. And there's no answer, like what? Anyway, we don't need to get into that because we know how that goes. But you can, as a kid, you really internalize those stories that tell you no, especially when you want to like do everything right and you want to be a good child. Oh my God, I have bad good child syndrome. And so you can really betray parts of yourself that way. But I'm glad being alone has helped me move out of that.
And the whole like, give us grandchildren, or even when I went to school, I got to talk about women wanting to convert me. And I was like, there's no need. I'm there already. As well as don't ask me if I'm bringing anyone home, because more than likely, regardless of gender, who I bring home may not be what you would approve of. So we just like, stop asking me if I'm bringing anyone home. Stop asking me if I'm meeting men. Stop asking me. Stop. Just stop.
Yes. And honestly, like, let me not go on like a men rant, but you know, the patriarchy, that's all we'll say. Yeah, I think it's important to not get too caught up with what parents want. I think I was so caught up with that. Oh my gosh. But it's important to get that voice out. I mean, we're raised with those voices in our heads, but you got to get them out. I'd say I'm much happier being able to dress how I want for listeners. Well, I don't even want to say sometimes I dress like a girl and some days I dress like a boy, because those are just labels. But it's just like, I just dress how I feel in that moment. And like, maybe it's, what even is the word?
Expression?
Yeah, maybe it's gender performance, but maybe it isn't. It's like the opposite of gender performance. How about that? Whatever. Mm-hmm. These words don't mean anything. What it means is I just feel like dressing how I want. I feel like talking to who I want, being intimate with who I want.
As long as everyone is safe and no one is getting hurt.
Literally. Getting hurt, you say. No. All right. So what's the hardest part about being fluid, as you say? And I'll answer this too. Sexually fluid.
Yeah, being sexually fluid. There are a few hard parts. One, the social capital and privilege that comes with, at the end of the day, identifying as a cisgender woman. There's just a lot of privilege there, because no one really assumes. Like, if I don't want people to know anything, it's easier for me to just be like a veil of like.
He loves being a veil, Scorpio.
That privilege there, as well as just challenge with that explanation piece, because regardless. Like, sometimes partners either want an explanation, either partners, friends, family members sometimes just want an explanation, or want to know that you are different than someone else, or want to know, like, why are they special and what makes them the one type thing. Or just, like, even when I first started exploring, being like, hey, I'm still in an exploratory phase. And I'm really not trying to fetishize anyone. That was also a very challenging internally and externally.
Dang. No, it's really hard. I hear that. And it's like, I don't have an explanation for you. I saw this person and I thought they were attractive and we started talking and now, like, that's it. Yeah. I would say for me, like, the biggest barrier right now is being, first of all, not gaslighting myself. Like, being okay with the transition, because you know, I'm growing up thinking, oh yeah, I need my knight in shining armor and he's gonna rescue me and take care of the bills, you know, that typical masculine bullshit that we're fed, like I said, the patriarchy, but we won't go on that rant. And just coming from that story and then being like, oh, one, that story doesn't have to be my story. And then when I am having these feelings that aren't all about men anymore and aren't all about cisgender men or cisgender women even, just being like, oh, I can accept that feeling. I don't have to like repress it. Acting on those feelings as well is something new that I'm like, ooh, like, ooh. And then there's the whole other complex of labeling, which is really hard. Because like, yeah, if I choose a label, it would be pansexual. But do I want to walk around saying I am pansexual? Like, I just have this complex with labeling. And it's just like, no, I'm just living my life. So, yeah. And I'm like, do I have the credentials? Like, that's just, yeah.
Credentials. Can I comfortably say, like, someone texted me, like, so do I tell you happy pride? I was like, do you? I don't know. It's like that intruder. I don't even want to say intruder. Yes. Like, I just. I don't know.
It's yes. Like, I'm new to this, but I'm like,
Mr. Krabs me.
Really, and that is why we say F binaries.
Yeah. As well as just that, doing things with your chest, like baby bro is very binary, but just like really stepping out, like, this is what I want to wear and this is how I want to look yes. today. Like getting over those internal boundaries and just that internal confidence. Yes.
That's so real. Cause I still freak out. Cause when I, like you said, baby bro, wait, I'm going to ask you. So getting over that internal voice, that's like, are you sure you want to wear that? Because definitely have been changing the way I dress recently. And it's like, yeah, I want to wear this. Like, I don't care. But Jelani, how has it been cutting your hair off? For the listeners don't know, Jello has cut her hair off recently and she now has an additional aesthetic, which is baby bro. And we love that aesthetic. How has that been? And how has it like been part of your gender expression as well or not?
Yeah, it's been interesting because some day, like when I dress, like some days I'm like, wow, I have to have on earrings or I have to like add a necklace or something just to like add that razzle dazzle, or just being comfortable not being able to just swoop my baby hairs or do like a ponytail. And just also, it's just like sometimes I feel like I have to validate myself regardless of how I'm expressing myself, as well as just self-conscious, like, how do I look to other people? Am I still attractive? Because I find myself very attractive.
Very attractive.
But people find me attractive, as well as just knowing that regardless of what I'm wearing, how I look, haircut, fade with designs, babe. I'm still that shorty. I am. So just like, yes.
Yes.
As well as just not wanting to be labeled, but feeling like maybe sometimes a label will be necessary, like will be easier, and wanting to be fluid because we just have so much range and so much
range.
But also being like, if I'm not fluid, it'll just be easier. But then exactly. There's going to always be that thing that's like, but look.
There's more.
Look at those gray sweatpants shorts. Like, so it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that always that internal, I think, push and pull and tension between like, am I enough? Am I attractive? Am I intrusive?
Literally.
And just being comfortable recognizing yeah. that.
And we're riding the wave. Like, like Jelani said, transitional space right now. The hair is gone. The clothes are shifting. Relationships are beginning and ending. Partners are there. They're not there. Different partners. New partners. And it just happens to be Pride Month and there's labels everywhere. And it's like, oh my God.
Decorations are rainbows on everything. And it's like, yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
I'm still, okay, let me walk first before we run. Yeah.
Yeah. As well, this is such a raw conversation. I wish the people could see our faces because we're telepathically like
stressed.
Looking at each other like, so who's gonna say something next?
No, it's stressful.
But
how do you feel about coming out as a concept?
The concept of it, I think it just goes back to, I don't really have to explain myself to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's just like, I gotta check this thing off the list.
To get my certification.
this is my partner.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Welcome to my world. And it just, the whole coming out process just feels very unfair because you have to do it so many times and each is so different. Like I told my dad about my partner. Someone I'm dating. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Are you happy? And I was just like, yeah. He was like, okay, cool.
Mahiri, shout out to Mahiri, y'all.
Yeah, and then I told someone else and they were like, oh my God, when did this happen? So what does this mean? What are you going to do now? Kids. And I'm like, I'm going to be wealthy enough to, if I want a kid, I will have a kid regardless.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union figured out how to have a baby that looks exactly like her without carrying it. Like I, and it's just there, going back to your question of coming out, it just feels so unfair as well as taxing because it's like, do I tell this person? If I tell this person at work, is it going to be like a
thing?
Yes, I have. And it's also just each time it's so different. Each time you really have to dance around it, but then it's holding that internal weight of like, this person doesn't know who my partner is.
Yeah. And doesn't know about this part about me.
Yeah. It's also hard because before my exploratory phase or before any of me being comfortable being sexually fluid, I'm a private person regardless. Mm-hmm. So even saying I'm in a relationship, I don't.
Yeah.
So it's just the concept of coming out just feels very performative and very tiring.
Yeah.
And I haven't to do about it. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
The heteros don't have to come out.
The heteros don't have to come out.
Yeah. I just don't think I'm going to do that. It'll just like, whatever. Miss Universe will take care of it. Thank you, Miss Universe. Like,
thank you.
We're on a need to know.
And for others. Coming out as, like, this is my partner. This is who I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Welcome. You're welcome because I'm telling you something about me and you don't deserve it.
Exactly. Aw. And I don't have to explain anything to you. And this doesn't affect you at all. So like, check, check, check.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's safe. And what are you going to do with this information now?
Exactly. Yeah, I definitely resonate with it. It feels performative. And like a weird obligation that like shouldn't be an obligation. That's how I also feel about like, especially when you say at work and like other communities that know a very specific part of you. For instance, like we're supposed to have our pronouns and our signatures at work. And like, I obviously am totally okay like being referenced with my they pronouns, but like, I'm not gonna put my they pronouns at work because then it's gonna be a thing. Like, are you non-binary? Like, oh, are you like, it'll just turn to this thing. And it's like, I'm just fluid. Like, I'm just fluid and like, that's it. Like, there's nothing else there. I don't know how to explain it other than just that. And it feels so simple to me and resonant. And I don't want to be like a spectacle under a light, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How has it been being in this exploratory phase in this period of time in our lives?
On top stressful.
In terms of every other transition, on top of this, on top of unlearning so many other things, how's this?
Girl, it has been stressful. I want you to know, I got an astrology reading, like, I think in January. I know, I'm taking it there. And she was like, it's so funny. I was like, anyway, the astrologer asked me during the reading, like, out of the blue, are you going to come out in this year? I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean that? Exactly. And I was like, well, I'm not really going to come out because I'm like fluid. So like, doesn't like, I don't know. I was just like, there's nothing to come out about. And she was like, okay, interesting. I was like, anyway, regardless of that. That just like flowed in the back of my mind, but I always knew like, yeah, girls are hot. Like guys are hot. Like, you know, people are hot. So, I think it was just a slow burn for me until someone, you know, crossed my path and really made it real for me. But before, I was just gaslighting myself because I'm like, okay, this in theory, I'm attracted to all these people, But in practice, like, nothing has happened. And so that goes back to, like, the credentialing. Like, do I have the credentials? Do I have the experience to even call myself this just because I'm attractive? Blah, blah, blah. And that's why it becomes too complex for me personally. That's why fluid is just easier. But no, it became real. And I mean, it's fine for me to accept, but I'm just like, dang, I'm becoming who I am. That's really how I've been feeling this whole past year. I'm like, I'm becoming who I am. That's terrifying, but very good. And I feel really like myself, and I love being able to, like, dress how I want and have my short hair and, like, command my presence how I want each day and change it based on my mood. So it started like, what do you mean? And now I'm like, okay, I see what you mean. That's good, you know. But it's been stressful because I'm, like, doubting myself all the time. But no, I think I'm just coming into who I'm meant to be.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's, all of these things are stressful, but more rewarding. Mm. I just feel a lot more free in a sense, just like I can literally do whatever I want. On top of being in the space of, I pay my bills. Who is going to check me?
She pays her bills.
Just having that freedom in a sense of, I am good. Regardless of what comes out of anything, Jelani, me and mines, my dogs and my
her plants.
We're good. We are good. And it's just like, that has been... It's been stressful but freeing, not only knowing that I'm not too tight, shout out to my family, but at the end of the day, I'm not too attached to anything, as well as just being grateful to be, does my whole family know? Not necessarily, but yep. My parents know, my siblings know, and just being grateful to be in a space where I know that I'm accepted.
Yeah.
When we expand to other parts of my family, we will see. I was actually just talking about my therapist about this. She asked me similar to your astrologist. Like, so are you going to come out? Are you going to tell them that you're not heterosexual? And I said, do I need to tell them right now?
Right.
Once again, I don't even like telling people I'm in a relationship, let alone who it is. So, yeah. I forgot where I was going with grateful to be accepted. Yeah. And yes, it's stressful, but it's a lot more rewarding to step into who we are.
Yeah.
Hold that weight of being who we aren't.
Yes. And sometimes you don't even realize you're holding that weight. Like in my case, I had no idea I was holding the weight of not being who I was. Bro, girl, if you don't cut that hair off.
Literally, you're just being like, this woman is beautiful.
This woman, like, is beautiful.
Just like not holding that to myself, because it's like,
don't get me started, because we know where I'm at.
I never want to be in a place of like regret or I could have done this, but just thinking about how situations could have been so much easier if I accepted my feelings.
Yeah.
So that has been also a thing. So yes, stressful, however, we're here. I was just gonna say, I'm also happy to be on this journey with you and having you as a part of it. Because,
y'all, you know, Jelani was pep talking me, y'all, because. Ooh, it went well.
Yeah. Our like past relationships and things like that, how they were so necessary.
They were.
They were so necessary to push us to like. Yeah. As well as regardless of. Identity problems still exist.
Yes.
Still work on. So it's just, and knowing that you're not perfect and knowing that having a partner that may be different from all of your other partners, there's still things you got to work through and still things that you like talk about. So
yeah,
it's not an end all be all solution.
So. That's so real. Whew. And in some cases, it may be more intimate.
Yeah, as well as don't let Twitter and Instagram tell you how these relationships be. Don't let it. They'll send you off.
Everyone's a person at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Jella, what do you have to tell folks that maybe this conversation is like, oh, maybe like a catalyst for them, or maybe confirms a little bit of what they're thinking, but they're like, maybe they're in the beginning of what could be a transitional space with their sexuality or their gender expression. What do you have to say to them?
Listen to yourself. Just like listen. That voice in the back of your head, listen to it. And recognize that everyone has an exploratory phase. And it's just being honest, not only with yourself, but honest with the people that you're interacting with, honest with any partners that you are still in an exploratory phase and you're happy, like you're happy doing this. However, you have to let people know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people don't want to be your exploration. Sometimes that's not what they signed up for. That's not something that they want to do. And just recognizing that you have to be open, you have to be honest, you have to be transparent with yourself and others. And just know that it's a learning curve. Just like expressing your gender, expressing your sexuality. Even the first, I don't want to say the first girl. Let me put it into my situation. When I was exploring or being heterosexual, there was a lot of learning to do. Even expressing my gender, I had bangs. Like, there's still so much learning that comes with literally any and everything. And just know that you've done it before.
Yeah.
You can begin, as well as things change. You could decide to cut your hair off, but then decide to put on the wig the next day. And once again, I'm going to check you.
Yes.
Who's going to check? Nobody. So just listen to that voice in your head. Be honest and open with yourself and others just to make sure nobody gets hurt. Everyone stays safe. And just know that it's a learning curve.
Yes.
Everything is not so smoothly. That first experience may be rainbows and butterflies.
Literally rainbows, y'all.
Rainbows, and you like, you question everything. You question like, wow, where have I been for all this? That's what I spoke.
Y'all, communicate, be honest, be transparent. It's never too late.
It's never too late. You could have a whole pre-life before this. Charlie and I.
Pre-lives.
We had pre-lives. We scroll a little bit on the ground.
Oh my God.
And it's just like understanding that yes, we have pre-lives, but this is who we are right now.
Yeah.
This wasn't who we were last year.
Not even close.
Probably not who we're going to be next year. We're going to be better. And it's, so it's just like people change, people evolve, growth is necessary.
Always.
You just open and transparent and communicative. Even though it could be hard, it is hard. It's also, my therapist always says this, but there is courage and honesty.
So, yes, there is. It's never too late. That communication will come to save the day, I promise. Especially if you are still exploring, still understanding and cracking the code of yourself, especially as it relates to your gender and sexuality. So.
And you don't owe anyone. You don't owe anyone anything. If you don't feel comfortable doing something, you don't feel comfortable doing something.
Bloop. That's it.
What's next? What's for you on the topic of evolution? What's next?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to build, working within a little bit. I'm trying to figure romance out. It's been a growth area for me. My therapist and I talk about it all the time. I'm a great worker. I'm great at that. Romance? ? Yeah. So I'm trying to figure that out. You know, there may be someone I'm interested in. Who knows? I'm figuring that out. I'll use Jello's advice of being honest and communicative. See how that goes.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. What's next for you?
What's next for me?
This has been an intense conversation.
Yeah, I'm in a period of time where just recognizing that I am a serial monogamist.
Mm.
However, the way I approach romance, it's not sustainable. And just, I wanna do things right so that I don't give myself a time to explore.
Yeah.
If that makes so what's next for me? Really just practicing communication, practicing honesty, and just doing the things that not only, yes, doing the things that feel good, but also doing the things that I need. And if that means stepping back for a second, if that means, I don't know, what's next for me? Just building myself up, regardless of what's happening externally, really just doing some self-work to figure out what's next. And do I want like a partner? Do I want?
I think you do.
Do the things that I want, is that something that I truly want? Why do you want? What do you want to do once Miss Universe plops them in front of you?
Plops. Because she really pops. And I'm like, oh, I get scared.
It's like, I didn't ask for it. But today, right now, this is how it's going. Okay. So I don't know what's next, but it'll be good. It'll be good.
I wish y'all could see Jelani's body language during that whole phrase. It will be good. Miss Universe is blessing us.
She is. She is. As well as, it may feel like a lesson today, but it will be a necessary pruning season. Pruning season in every sense.
That is how I feel. That is literally how I feel. Yeah. I think I'm a monogamer, but I try to convince myself I'm not, but I actually am. So.
Like, do I belong to the streets? Not really.
Not really, because that makes me mad, because I get mad. So, listeners, thank you so much for... Jelani, don't cry. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We did our best to be candid with you. There were no smoky screens today. Just some conversation about our experiences. And I hope, you know, for any of you that are questioning, curious, starting your journey, ending your journey, in the middle of it, we hope that you took something. And definitely feel free to reach out to Jello. Questions, comments, affirmations, validations, hard eyes, hearts, because she is a wonderful person and she's on her own journey, as she already talked about on the mic with us. Otherwise, you can look forward to hearing more next week. We're so excited that you joined.
Thanks for listening. I hope this helps someone out there.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Working Within. We're ecstatic that you made it this far. If you liked what you heard, we'd really appreciate your reviews and shares. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description as well. As always, stay connected with us through our Instagram, working.within, and our website, workingwithin.net. We hope to see you again soon.